Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. My name is Peter Matthews. I'm one of the editors here. And today we have Harvey Eisner and Mary Valleen, both key players in the upcoming Firehouse World Conference being held in San Diego in February. Harvey, can you tell us a little bit about the educational opportunities that you're going to offer the attendees, future attendees, folks that are going to sign up after listening to this, et cetera, some of the keynotes?
Well, our inside sessions on Sunday, some of the pre-conference sessions. Mark Emery is back doing a two-day class on command competency. It's been very well received in the past, and it's been in the magazine on a multi-part series. So that's been requested, and that will be available for people to sign up. Also, we're very happy to have several major keynote addresses and other major presentations, including Gordon Routley, who's the chairman of the investigation committee from the Sofa Store fire in Charleston, South Carolina, in June, when 9 firefighters were killed. So Gordon will be able to give us the latest what's going on the changes in Charleston. John Salka is going to be talking about in-house training from FDNY. We have Kelly Zombro, one of the first incident commanders, will be talking about the 2003 fire, what happened then, and what happened during the 2007 fires in the San Diego area. George Lucia Sr. talk about the Pumacha fire, also in San Diego County. And we're happy to have John Hawkins, and the head of Cal Fire, will be talking about California wildfires then and now, also recapping what happened in the year 2003, what's going on in 2007, and what they expect in the future. So those should be very well received by the people that have to fight wildland fires in California. We'll also have many other presentations, including everything you need to know about the operation of thermal imagers. That's always very important. Bob Canabi and Bob Athanas. We have solutions for safely and effectively searching your big box structures, complex structures, from Jeff Seaton from San Jose. We have electronic safety devices, a 2008 update on the new NFPA standards by Bob Athanas and Bruce Varner. We also have Mickey Conboy talking about search and rescue tactics in residential buildings, always one of our most important and obvious fires that we always fight. Residential structure fires. We have Leading Off with Large Caliber Streams by Mike Smith, who's going to discuss why you want to use that big water right away when you pull up and there's a well-involved building. Lessons Learned on FirefighterNearMiss.com by John Tippett from Montgomery County, Maryland, who works with the IAFF and IAFC. We also have What is Firefighter Fitness by Michael Contreras and Nancy Esperanza from Orange County, California. Tactical Considerations for the First Arriving Battalion Chief by Todd Harms from Phoenix, Arizona. Preventing Firefighter Disorientation in Large Enclosed Structures by William Mora from Texas. And Larry Manasco is going to talk about company-level training, designing training programs at your fire station to fit your specific needs. So we have a wide variety of topics on many fire service issues that are current and viable for today.
Okay, Harvey, thank you. And then you have the hands-on training as well, correct?
Yes, we have 2 days of hands-on training, engine and truck operations, live burn, auto extrication, search and rescue. We have SCBA training. And one other program that I just wanted to mention that we've just added is this Fire Chiefs Forum. Bruce Varner from Santa Rosa and Mark Revere, Fire Chief from Novato, will lead a panel discussion on succession planning, also mentoring. We'll have people that are going to talk about the recent wildland fires, and also with the importance of budgeting and municipal problems today, we're going to have a city manager and also a city financial planner to join us to discuss various things that fire chiefs can do to help their organizations and help themselves. And I'll be ended with Chief Alan Brunicini talking about boss behavior. So that's a special new program that we're going to have for fire chiefs at the show.
All right, great. Those sound like some very great topics, a lot of stuff to be learned at the conference. So you can learn more about the show at www.firehouseworld.com. The show is being held again in San Diego from February 3rd through the 7th at the San Diego Convention Center. Mary, what can you tell us about the exhibit floor? I know each year the show floor is getting larger. There's so much great stuff to see. What do we have to look forward to this year?
Yeah, you're right, Pete. It is getting bigger. This year, we have over 350 exhibitors for the firefighters and fire chiefs to visit with. It's a nice opportunity to see all these different companies under one roof, save yourself a lot of time calling people, speccing things out, just do it all in the 3 days that we have the exhibit floor open. And you can find everything from apparatus to turnout gear, hazmat, wildland equipment, SCBA, you name it, it's all there. And like I said, it is a three-day event. It begins on Tuesday, February 5th at 11 a.m., and it goes until Thursday, February 7th, and the show hours on Thursday are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And what about networking? Firehouse World is very well known for the networking on the West Coast. What events are you offering this year?
Yeah, Pete, one of the things that we pride ourselves on and we think is very important is getting people together in maybe more casual atmosphere so that they can talk with each other and learn from each other. We have people coming from across the country, and we think that they all provide something valuable and like to provide these networking opportunities. So the first one will be held on Tuesday evening, February 5th. It will be our second annual Chili Bowl Cook-Off. There will be six different fire departments that will be competing for the title, and they've already provided their recipes, so all the attendees, exhibitors, and instructors are welcome to come taste the chili, vote on their favorites. We have a celebrity panel that will also be voted. There will be raffles, and prizes will be given away. So this will be at the San Diego Convention Center on February 5th, immediately after the show floor closes at 5 p.m. Then on Wednesday evening, February 6th, Fire Etc. will be having their sixth annual Firefighter Appreciation Night. This is always a very good time. It's at the Fire Museum in San Diego. It begins at 5 p.m. when the show floor closes, and transportation is provided from the Convention Center for your convenience. So you don't want to miss those two events. They're always a very good time, and everyone's welcome to come.
Okay, Mary and Harvey, thank you very much. Again, that's Firehouse World being held in San Diego, February 3rd through the 7th. Plenty of great keynotes, some very recent hot topics, some topics we don't want to miss. A lot of great classes. The exhibit floor is dynamite, and we look forward to seeing everybody there. To register, go to www.firehouseworld.com, and we hope to see everybody out in San Diego next month.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.